Do you love great podcasts? Do you love great Australian podcasts? Of course you do. Australians make incredible podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with the best Australian shows, then check out Oz Podcasts. Look for us on social media and find your new favourite show from the Australian Podcast Directory on ozpodcast.com.au. That's OZPODCASTS, ozpodcast.com.au. Check it out.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening, because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 322 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 7th of February 2015. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast. And your hosts are me, Belinda, Brad, Jennifer, Jody, Steve, and Mark. And our guest today is Harry Powell from Stuff You Buy, You Should Buy.
Yes, indeed. Hello. Welcome, Belinda. How are you?
Good. How are you going, Brad?
I'm good. How's your week been?
Yeah, pretty busy working and stuff like that. And I checked out the new Foxtel Hub, so signed up to that.
Yep. So we'll be chatting about that very shortly. I actually got mine, got one yesterday in my hands, and looks fantastic.
Yeah.
So we'll be chatting about that very shortly. We got Harry on. Welcome back, Harry. You were on here last year, mate. Welcome. Good to have you back on.
Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me. Good stuff.
And we got Jody back on. Welcome, Jody. She's been away last week, and she's back. And good to have you back, Jody.
I'm glad to be back. Yeah, last week we were at the dog show. And Jewel won Best of Breed a couple of the days.
Good stuff. Good on her.
Yep.
Does she get a reward or something? Or what does she get? Like a thing? Or?
Well, she gets pretty ribbons. And treats.
Cool. Good stuff. All right. Mark, welcome back, mate.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Good to have you on, mate. What have you been up to?
Just mainly working, still working in marketing for the mobile phone company. Just working on the pay TV website.
Tell us about that for a minute. Give us a quick plug for that.
The website is paytv.net.au. It's called Pay TV Australia. I'm basically just writing an article every couple of days on, news about Foxtel, Fitch TV, Netflix, Stan. So basically, all the cable streaming services.
Oh, yeah. Cool, man. Good stuff. You came across something yesterday about the IQ3.
Someone on
Can we mention that at all or not?
What's that? Sorry?
Can we mention that at all or not?
Oh, yeah, you can mention it. Someone on Whirlpool actually found the IQ3 user guide on the Foxtel website. They hadn't actually publicized it anywhere.
Oh, wow.
So they played around with the URL. They played around with the URL and found it.
Oh, wow.
Because what they did was they took the Foxtel Hub user guide and they modified the URL until they found the IQ3 user guide.
Jeez. they're keen, aren't they?
Yeah, people have a lot of spare time.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
It looks pretty interesting. I don't think it's the final guide, though, because all the images are really low quality and all that. I think it might be a bit of a draft guide they might be working on.
Yeah, definitely. And are you joining your Foxtel market at all? You got Fox on?
I still have it on. I'm not watching it probably as much as I should be. The Walking Dead starts on Monday, so I'll probably be watching it again then.
Good stuff. What's your view on the Foxtel broadband release that came out on Monday?
I think it's reasonably priced. I mean, spend $105 a month, you get the 200 gig unlimited local national calls, you know, the basic entertainment pack. So I think it's reasonably priced.
Okay.
And it will probably be better at the end of the year when they introduce their NBN plans.
Yeah, NBN's going to be good. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
People who live in an NBN area will probably be interested. Yeah.
Yep, definitely. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you.
You have a new
Sorry
profile
to be
photo.
Out last week. What was that?
You have a new profile photo.
I do. I do have a new profile photo of me using a Windows phone. I'm using that for the next 6 weeks or so, in addition to my iPhone and my Android phone. And
Nice. And
it's been really nice to play with. Very different and refreshing and a cute little phone. So, yeah, I'm happy.
Good stuff. And how's your week been, Jennifer? Anything exciting?
Nothing too exciting. I went skiing over the weekend. That was a lot of fun, but nothing exciting throughout the week. Just lots of busy work. So that's about it.
Cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. What else has been happening? Steve, welcome back, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? Talking about, Jennifer, I heard the Sprint stores may be taking over,
the Radio Shacks.
Yeah.
So it looks like about 1,600 of those locations, and I don't officially speak for Sprint, let me just say that, I've read is that we'll be doing store within a store, kind of like a co-branded experience,
yeah.
So part of the stores will be Sprint, and part of them will be Radio Shack somehow. I guess we'll see how that works, so I guess it gives more points of presence, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
But I hate to see Radio Shack. I mean, that's just like such a great brand, you know. It's just always your local nerd shop that you can go to get little components. And I just, it saddens me.
It was,
how many years?
I think 94 years.
Wow.
Gee, that's a long time.
Long time.
Wow.
It's a long time, yeah.
I think, do we have a Radio Shack in Melbourne at all? Belinda, do you know?
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen anything. I'm not sure. I can't remember what that store is called.
I'm not sure but I saw a story about them going into administration. Is that like they've gone broke or something?
Yeah, bankruptcy.
Yeah, bankruptcy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. All right. So, Belinda, let's have a chat about this Foxtel broadband. You actually signed up on Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's going to be super fast Wi-Fi network, and it's $100. For 500 gigabytes, I think it is, per month if you're a current Foxtel customer, and 125 if you're just joining up.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
And which one did you join up? Which one did you sign up on?
I've got the 500 gigabyte one for $100 a month, and it's on top of my existing package.
Okay, so that's going to work out to what? How much is that going to work out a month?
That's $227 a month. Yeah, so... But it's about the same as what I'm paying now. So
faster
internet.
Definitely. I think Telstra is a good service for the ADSL too, I think, but I haven't tried them for a while. But I'm not sure if it's changed. Also, a shout out to Tracy and Adam for hooking me up a Foxtel hub. They actually got me one yesterday to check out. So thank you to them too for sending that to me. She's actually from Foxtel. And what else do you want to say about the broadband? Belinda, you're getting it on soon?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the faster speeds and particularly the unmetered things for Presto and Foxtel Go, which will be really good and save a lot of money too.
Mm. Do you download a stuff? Yeah. Do you download a lot of stuff on the IQ box?
Yeah, a fair bit. Yeah, movies and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, movies on demand. Mm.
Yeah, same. Use it a lot, and shows and that, TV shows and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, the Foxtel Hub should be a good device when you get it, and very nice design, and it's got a gigabit on the back and that sort of thing.
It's really good.
Should be fantastic. Mark, what's your view on all this? Are you a fan of this sort of thing or not?
The Foxtel broadband packages.
Well, the hub and that. Have you seen the hub, the Foxtel Hub?
I've seen the hub. I am a fan of Netgear as a brand, and it's essentially a rebrand of Netgear, so I think it should be a good product. And I presume they have their own graphical user interface, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Foxtel.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they've got the lights on the front of it and stuff, and it's got hooked up to the IQ box and that sort of thing. And
I also noticed in the user guide for the IQ3, they sort of have made the Wi-Fi in the IQ3 work really well with the Foxtel Hub.
Okay.
Apparently on the IQ3, on the remote, you hold down a couple of buttons on it and it automatically connects the box to the hub if you have the hub.
Yep, yep.
So they're sort of integrating their product, you know, their new products to sort of work well together.
Yeah, it should be good. It should be good when the IQ3 comes out. Do you know if the IQ3 will have a built-in tuner at all for the free air?
Yeah, it does. Well, there were two versions. The cable version does not, because Foxtel retransmit all of the free-to-air over cable.
Okay.
Though the satellite version does. And I've seen a picture of the back of the satellite version of the IQ3. It definitely has the free-to-air input. Yeah.
Okay, because a few people have been asking me about that, and I just want to get that question answered. So,
basically satellite customers only, yeah.
All right, good stuff. That's good. That's good for me. And you, Belinda, you got satellite?
As well. Yeah, I do. So that's good news. I can get 1HD and those sort of things been able to get before. So that'd be good.
So yeah, okay. Well, thanks to what was that noise? Thanks to Tracy and Adam for hooking me up the Foxtel Hub. So that got sent to me yesterday. So that was fast tracked. That was good. What else, Belinda? Anything else you want to mention before we move on?
No, I was just going to mention that I used Stan last night and watched most of the episodes of Underbelly.
So oh yeah, nice, good one. How you like Stan?
Stayed up till like 1 a.m. watching it, so cool. It's good to have that.
Good stuff, Harry. Yeah. Do you have Foxtel at all?
No, I don't, mate. No.
What's your view on Foxtel?
Sorry.
What's your view on Foxtel? Do you like it or hate it?
It's not something that appeals to me too much. I read a lot. I do watch shows and things like that. Don't get me wrong, but I read a lot and I just sort of spend as much time as I can when I get free time for my baby girl and time for my wife. I'm on the line and I'm working on my businesses. So nice. I'm a bit of a work fiend.
Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. Yeah. And Netflix is coming to Australia in March.
Yes.
You're looking forward to that?
That I'll be honest, I have been, it's sort of gotten my attention a little bit. Like I said, it all depends on time management.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. Yep, should be good. Have you checked out Stan at all, Mark?
Yeah. I was testing Stan before it came out, and yeah, I've been using it a little bit. Though, in all honesty, I personally cancelled it today.
Did you?
Like, I think it's probably going to be Netflix's biggest competitor in Australia. Though at the same time, I personally couldn't see any shows that I wanted to watch on there at the moment. Though. I do think it's a good service. And the one thing that I do think it is really good is if you have children, it's got a lot of good children's content, probably more than Netflix, actually. So it's probably really good, you know, if you, you know, sort of have a family with children, you know, they can sort of watch all their shows in the kids' mode.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's move on to the news then, Jody and Jennifer. Let's play this.
Interesting.
Hi. Yeah, that was interesting. I was wondering if somebody's getting a phone call or that was some type of new news intro. So, well, we have some great stories. And in the news tonight, first story is coming from Mashable.com. And Apple looks like they've released a new Photos app for OS X Yosemite. And this is not out yet, but what they're going to be doing is actually replacing what we see now is iPhoto, and we also have Aperture out there. Well, Photos will be the replacement for both iPhoto and Aperture. So there is, if you are a developer, you can get a developer preview of this by downloading the Yosemite beta and installing that, and it will have the new Photos app installed with it. But it does, it will be available, a beta version will be available shortly thereafter, so we'll be able to try out the beta, and then I guess they'll be rolling it out for Yosemite overall. But it works in conjunction with your iCloud photo library, so it helps keep all of your photos on all of your Apple devices accessible, manageable, and in sync. So it looks really nice from what I've seen with the screenshots, and we have that to look forward to.
And that is awesome.
Isn't it, though? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, in other awesomeness news, mm-hmm. Twitter has reached a deal to show tweets in Google search results. You know, you may remember they used to have that fire hose open. And I'm going to say it was about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, that closed down. Well, apparently Twitter has struck a deal with Google Inc. to make its 140-character updates more searchable online. Yay!
Yay!
In the first time, I know. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's exciting too, particularly for those of us who are trying to optimize for a particular phrase or to drive traffic to a website. I love Twitter. I think it's been really important in terms of communication, in terms of getting information out quickly, in terms of connecting with people. Well, now in the first half of this year, tweets are going to start to be visible in Google search results as soon as they're posted. That's because this deal gives Google access to Twitter's firehose. That's the stream of data generated by Twitter. Again, this agreement underscores the progress that Twitter Chief Executive Officer Dick Costello is making in getting tweets seen by more non-users and generating more advertising revenue from a larger audience. So again, pretty cool stuff. I think it's going to be mutually beneficial. And particularly, I think, for SEOs, it's awesome, awesome news.
That is really exciting. Yes.
And Jen, what's going on with Netflix?
So we have some news about Netflix. They are expanding into Japan towards the end of 2015, marking the first time that the internet video service will be available in Asia. The move was announced late Wednesday, and it marks another step towards reaching Netflix's goal to stream video on internet-connected TVs, phones, and tablets and computers throughout the world. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings pledged last month to complete the company's international push by the year end. The service already sells video subscriptions to a mix of original programming, movies, and TVs in more than 50 countries. New Zealand and Australia are scheduled to join that list next month. Woohoo! So Netflix is actually going to be opening up an office in Tokyo part of its entry into Japan. And the Los Gatos, California company did not specify what date in autumn that Japanese service will debut. And what do you have, Jody? I think you have some news about Chrome.
And you know, to be perfectly honest, I am not at all happy with what's going on because there's a Shockwave plugin that keeps crashing on my Mac. So just, you know, this is from Android Headlines. I really wish they didn't use Shockwave, but nonetheless, if you bought a Chromebook at any point in the last 12 months, you're going to be one of those who've joined the ranks of the very quickly emerging market. Chromebooks are on the rise. They should be. They offer users the ability to have a great system at a fraction of the price. And what's been probably one of the biggest downfalls is that there's just not a heck of a lot of apps that are available. Well, big news for those people who have jumped on the Chromebook bandwagon, there are more apps available. One of them is one of Brad's favorites called Yo, which I still don't understand. But again, you know, if you're one of the Chromebook users, check it out. Check out Yo. There's a couple other, I think like six or more apps that have been added. Again, it does make the functionality of the Chromebook perhaps a tad more exciting. So, and we got some news from Samsung, Jen.
We do have some news from Samsung. They are actually getting back into bed with Apple in regards to the A9 processors. So Apple has actually opted to use Samsung chips for their A9 processors for the next iPhone release. And for the A8 chip, you know, for the iPhone 6, they actually went with a different manufacturer. They welcomed Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which is TSMC, and they gave them the bulk of their orders for the iPhone 6's A8 chip. But they're going back to Samsung, so rumor has it. And for the A9 chips, they will be using Samsung, according to what the rumors are that are out there in the leakings. Samsung poured $24.4 billion into its operations over the last year, and that money went towards ramping up capacity in its semiconductor and display businesses And the company will make additional investments in 2015. Most importantly, however, is that Samsung partnered with Global Foundries to enable 14 million production at his plant in Saratoga Springs, New York. And I think I got that wrong. 14 NM. What does NM stand for, Jody? Do you know? I don't know. Nanometer? Is that what it is? Okay, so 14 NM production. Nanometer. Thank you.
Something like that. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Steve. No, that's good. I think you're probably right.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it does. We'll go with that. And Jody, I think you have some more Twitter news.
Yeah, Twitter and trolls. You know, nobody likes a troll. And not that I know anything about them, but Twitter now is saying that they suck at handling trolls. Dick Costello, he's the CEO of Twitter. He knows that there's been problems with trolls on Twitter. Try saying that six times fast. He's saying it's entirely his fault. Dick, it's not entirely your fault. Trolls are going to happen. They're jerks. But at least he's owning up to the fact that they haven't done a really good job at controlling them. In fact, he admits he's ashamed at how the company has handled these issues, and he promises to start kicking these people off right and left. Let's hope that he can do that. As an advocate, internet safety advocate for haltabuse.org, it's one of the many hats I wear, I can tell you that a lot of accounts are opened up on Twitter with fake names, and it's heinous what they're allowed to do. And I think particularly with the fact that now we're going to be opening up the fire hose to Google, this could not be more timely. So let's hope that they are able to do something about the trolls on Twitter. And for the most part, I guess that's the news.
And there's one way to fix them trolls, Jody. You can actually block them on Twitter. Just hit the block. That's all you do.
Well, yeah, but Brad, if they're being picked up by Google, regardless of whether you block them, if they're saying derogatory things, that's still getting posted. That's still getting picked up. That's still being, you know what I mean? It's still being optimized against you. You might not see it because you've blocked them, but everybody else will. So not it. I appreciate what you're saying. It's not good enough. They do need to do something about trolls.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. Let's go to Harry for the stories. Harry, do you have any views on the stories, mate?
To be honest, I'm quite excited about the Apple's new Photoshop app.
Yeah, same. Looks good.
Whole integration. It's just it sounds good to me. It's something I'm definitely going to use. I'm looking forward to it. So I don't know how everyone else is, but just in general, Apple's iPhoto. You've got Apple's iPhoto, right? I'm assuming that's what's going to be replaced.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. iPhoto will be going away, and that's going to be replaced. Now,
It turned into something for me that was wonderful, and I put all my photos on it, manage it, I create events and so forth. It's gotten so big that I've looked through it and thought, I don't know when I'll ever be able to go back and actually. Like to go through it, there's just so many photos, it will take me years.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's a beautiful thing. It keeps everything nice and neat. Now I'm wondering, because there's some photos I wanted to touch up and they're trying to export them out, put them into Photoshop. So I'm thinking here with this new integration, it might actually be quite good because it's sort of all in one. I can click on a photo, make the edit, so forth, that I want to print and then print it straight away. So I think it's a smart idea. We'll see how it goes. We'll have to be tested out.
Yeah, definitely. Do you take a lot of photos on your phone, Harry, or what sort of?
Heaps. I do. I've got a little girl, so I just take photos of her all the time, and videos, birthday parties, whatever it may be, at the park and so forth. So I've got lots of content, and with photos, like I said, there's just so many of them. Thinking, well, there's some of these, or just about most, I'd like to touch up, make them more vibrant and so forth. Because I've also got, as you'd probably know, a 5D Mark III, which I take high-end photos as well. And I use Photoshop for that. It's a whole different animal. But just through my iPhone itself, being able to take photos of particular events or just when I'm out and about, put them up there. They're on Photoshop. And if I want to print them, I don't have to go, okay, this thing needs a little bit of touch-up and try and export them or open them up in another application. It's all in one, which has got me sort of pretty excited. So I'm happy about that.
When do you think that update will come through, do you reckon?
Don't know. I don't know, to be honest. No idea.
I hope it comes through soon. Spring. Oh, spring. Yeah, when's that? When's that, Steve?
You didn't give an exact date, but I believe on the Apple website it says coming in spring, I believe.
When's spring? How many months away is that?
Well, three months.
Our spring is like in a month.
March. Oh, in a month. Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, well, month and a half or so. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, let's go to Jennifer. Harry, do you want to say anything else before we go back to Jennifer?
As far as it goes for trolling, I guess you could just, like you said, block them, but I don't know how effective that is. In my case, I've done most of my blocking through YouTube, and I found it very effective.
Yeah.
Just block them and report them as well.
I'm very tempted to make my Twitter private because I'm getting a lot of spamming with Instagram and stuff. Them sort of tweets. It's really annoying.
Oh, look, you get some real nasty little buggers out there. They really say some bad things. You know, I've had some real abusive stuff, and you know, I have a bit of a thick skin to it. You know, I play around with it. I sort of maybe even neg them a bit and get them fired up. But at the end of the day, some people don't want that at all, and you know, they have that right. And no one should really be abused. No one should be abused. Not really.
Yeah, exactly.
On the internet, you know.
No
one should have that right to do that to another person. So good on them if they're going to get on that. Good for them, you know. That's a positive move, you know, to the right way. So,
all right.
Yeah, see what happens.
Good stuff. Thanks, Harry. Let's Jennifer. What about you, Jennifer? What's your view on them stories?
I was just going to say I'm really excited about the Photos app, and I just downloaded before the show started.
Oh, sweet.
The developer preview of the latest Yosemite. So I'm going to be putting that on my Mac after the show, and then that way I can test out the Photos app. But I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm pretty stoked about the fact that Twitter is going to be searchable now and with Google. I think that's fantastic. There's a lot of content on Twitter, a lot of fluff, right? A lot of stupidity, but and a lot of good stuff too. So it'll be interesting to see some of those results when you're searching. I think that's smart. So I'm happy about that.
All right, good stuff, Jen. Let's go to Belinda. What about you, Belinda?
I was just going to say it's pretty interesting that Apple is doing a deal with Samsung, who they never wanted to do a deal with ever. They don't really want to work with them. It's sort of a competitor. But they're doing a deal with the chip for the next iPhone. I thought that was pretty interesting that Apple would agree to work with a company that they don't like very much. Yeah, I thought that was quite interesting.
Yep, definitely.
And also the Twitter dealing with the trolls. I think that's a good idea that the CEO... It's good that the CEO has come out and admitted that it's partly his fault for not dealing with it properly. And, yeah, it's just a bit annoying when you put your opinion across and people just come back and call you a moron or something like that.
Yeah,
just because you said what you thought and they disagree.
Exactly, yeah. Has that happened to you before, Belinda, at all?
Yeah, because I was supporting the Labour Party instead of the Liberals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that sort of thing. They said, oh, you're a moron. And then I just said, oh, I just called them a troll and they said, oh, I'm not a troll. So it's back and forth, so I blocked them.
Yeah, on Twitter, right? That's on Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just like, that's a silly like thing to come just say moron. That's like that's a pretty bad comeback.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, so definitely. All
just
right.
Because you vote one way, it's just like silly.
Exactly. What about you, Mark? What's your view on them stories?
In regards to the Twitter troll story, you know, I've also dealt with, you know, a lot of trolls on YouTube over the years. So the one thing which YouTube has done, which I think Twitter should try to do to a certain extent, is that you can sort of now automatically block comments that contain certain words.
Okay.
So, for example, on YouTube, you can, for example, say, oh, gay or something is a banned word, and if they type it, it just doesn't appear on the video or your page whatsoever. So they've sort of made improvements to sort of stop trolls if content owners want to take advantage of these tools, and maybe Twitter could do something similar in regards to, you know, allowing you to filter out tweets with certain words, etc. And I also saw a news article yesterday that Google is backing a program where year six students in Australia have to sort of get a digital license. And it's a bit of an online course that they do on how to deal with internet trolls and, you know, how to block them. And, I believe it's sort of a partnership between Google and the Alana and Madeline Foundation.
Okay.
So I think that's pretty interesting, sort of teaching it to kids, you know, just before they enter high school and just before they might start to experience, you know, issues with, you know, online trolls and, you know, bullying and all of that.
Mm. Okay. Anything else, Mark, you want to mention, mate?
Not in particular. I'd be interested to check out the new Photos app, though I haven't used the old ones for a long time. I haven't used iPhoto for a long time, so though I'd be interested to check it out when it's released.
All right. Cool, good stuff, mate. Jody, what about you?
Well, I'm going to echo things that were said previously, but I think the fact that Twitter is going to make some kind of progress towards trying to get rid of trolls, I think is critical. The internet has become full of fake accounts, bot accounts, people who utilize it for purposes that are derogatory or negative.
Mm.
And I applaud Twitter and any of the other social media platforms who are going to make strides towards trying to put an end to abuse and misuse of the channels that they created.
Good stuff, Jody. Okay. Who else we need? Steve, what about you, mate?
Yeah, there's a couple of interesting things. Talking with Samsung, going to do Apple's A9 processor. Apple does tend to shy away from, its potential competitors. And, of course, Samsung's probably better suited for large manufacturing for these types. And they put out, actually build quality components. So even though it's more of a business decision for Apple right now, of course, the same thing happened when Apple shied away from Google, when they took Google Maps away from the platform. But then again, that was a good decision as well, because then they brought it back. Now we have turn-by-turn directions, and it's much improved over the default maps that we used to have. And as far as the Apple Photo app, it looks like it's going to be much improved over the old iPhoto. I don't particularly like really iPhoto that much. I think it's the way it stores it. It's kind of funky.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to use the other day and I gave up on it. I didn't really like it. It's too.
And my wife also had trouble moving photos around from album to album, and it was kind of a mess.
Yeah.
The only thing that I don't necessarily like is they're getting rid of aperture, which is designed for the pro photographers. So they're taking that away. I mean, so it looks like pro photographers are going to have to look at other things like Lightroom 5, or there's several others, Pixel or Adobe or whatever. So I see iPhoto or Apple Photo is more of a power user. It actually looks quite good, because the editing's more advanced than the iPhoto and a couple other things.
All right. Good stuff, Steve. Anything else you want to mention, Steve?
Oh, I think that was it, yeah.
All right, good stuff. Belinda, who do we have on as a guest today? Harry's Stuff You Should Buy.
Yes, we've got Harry Powell from Stuff You Should Buy, .blogspot.com.au.
Yep, and also the YouTube channel too.
Yes, it's www.youtube.com /StuffYouShouldBuy. /featured.
Good stuff. And good stuff. Welcome.
It would be easier if you just went youtube.com/StuffYouShouldBuy. I know it comes
that's
up
what's
weird.
Written
it says
here.
User.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have removed that part.
Sorry.
I should have removed that.
That's all right. I'm wondering if that can be changed on my end, or it's just something that.
I think that's just part of the URL. You can actually remove the feature part of it. It still goes to the channel.
A bit awkward reading all that.
Yeah. Harry, how are you, mate? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
What have you been up to last time we spoke? Anything changed?
Look, mate, I've I can't really mention, but I've got a couple of things in the works. I'm running this thing where I've got a few other YouTube channels in different areas as well that I'm doing at the moment, and it seemed to be going pretty well. But the only reason I don't is because I just don't want that cross between my people, like my tribe, say in the technology sector, to my tribe, say in another totally different market. So. I try to keep them separate because it can get really messy for me.
But can you mention what it is, or can you mention what you do in the other?
Not really, because they may cross over. You know what I mean? I try to keep them separate. So it's just easier for me. And when you have that crossover in channels, you know, it's totally different. They're totally different markets, like, you know.
Mm.
But again, they're interests of mine. And that's why I'm sort of keeping them apart, so they're not just you know, channels I'm opening up out of nowhere. But along that as well, I'm actually in the process of learning reverse engineering with a lot of online businesses. So I'm able to come into a particular market and reverse engineer the most top performing businesses, and being able to sort of track everything that's going on with them. But that's another whole thing, and there's a big learning process in that as well.
Okay.
But yeah, as far as it goes for stuff you should buy, still going really good. My greatest fan out there, which is Tass, my little nephew, I can't believe it. I mean, we were playing hide and seek, and he was saying, "I can't believe I'm playing hide and seek with stuff you should buy, YouTuber." It was really funny. You know, he's a little guy. Yeah, he's about 6-7 years old, but he's my greatest fan. So shout out to him. He'll probably be listening to
this. Good on him.
The thing is, everything's going really well. It's a matter of getting whatever I get, because I've got a lot of things that I've reviewed, and I've already done the video edits for them, and I've got them set on my computer. It's a matter of just being able to put them in iMovie, edit them, get them cleaned up, and then put them up, you know, and put them up on and do the keyword research and set up everything so it's all sort of running smooth, and get people to come to it, post it on my social sites and so forth. So, you know, it's busy. It's been busy, really busy.
How long does it take you to put up a video, like a video? How long does it take you to do?
Believe it or not, it varies on the video. So it's the editing part. Well, I'll give you an example. I'll take out, say, my 5D Mark III. I've got to set it up on the tripod, turn on my box lights, and then sort of, you know, put the product in front. I usually try and get as much info as I can on the product itself, whether I've read up on it or just the box itself, you know, the info that comes with it. Then I'll do the review. Once the review's done, it could take me, say, about 1 hour to 2 hours. It just depends on how much detail there is. Then after I've done that, I've got to get it uploaded. Once it's I've got to get it off the camera onto a computer, and then put it in iMovie, and then clean it up, like ums and ahs and, you know, so forth, things like that, make it a bit more smooth. And then after that, export it to YouTube. Once I got it up on YouTube, I have it unlisted so that people can't see it. And then I do the keyword research. I've got a guy who does a little bit of SEO for me as well. And just then release it, and away it goes. But it's really a matter of writing up the description at the bottom, you know, adding some detail and so forth. But aside that, you know, that in itself, it's broken up over a few days. So, you know, I don't try and do everything one night. I used to, and it wears me out. So I'll do the video. It might take me 1 hour to 2, as I said. Then I'll leave it the next day. I'll copy it up and then put it in iMovie.
Yep.
And I might do a little bit of edit, or I might leave it. And then the next day, the editing process is the part where it might be broken up over a few more days. All in all, probably about 5 hours to get everything going, depending on the product. Some might take me to do the whole thing about a couple of hours, you know, an hour and a half. So it really does depend. I did recently a review on the Google Chrome, and beautiful little device. Now, just to do some of the angles, because I had to set different lenses so I could get an angle down onto the USB behind the TV and have the natural light coming in. And that just took a while, because I was using different lenses to try and sort of, then I had the iPhone in front of the TV, giving that blur effect in the background, getting the iPhone showing the app and so forth. So changing lenses and sort of trying to do all that. I think I may have complicated it more for myself than I should have. I'll be honest, the iPhone 6 Plus is a stellar phone with the right amount of lighting. It probably would have been good enough to just do it all. But I don't know, I just really want to provide a sort of a greater user experience, especially yeah. when they're watching my videos. Like, you know, because you can create some great blur effect and so forth with, you know, the lenses I've got and the camera. And I mean, you know, some people go, it's only YouTube, but I don't know. I really love and enjoy watching a YouTube video that looks good and has good content. You know, some people say as long as it's got good content, people won't be that fussed. But personally, I just love watching good video, good content, good audio.
Good stuff, mate.
Yeah, good try stuff. Make it as best as you can.
And you're an yeah. Apple person. You're an all Apple person. You don't use Windows anything like that? What sort of computer and
yeah,
stuff
look,
do you use?
I'm confessed. I'm an Apple fanboy. I am. I mean, I've got a Windows machine, and I think it's Windows. It's got cobwebs all over it. I've barely used it. It's just all Apple. I recently thought to myself before I got the iPhone 6 Plus that I'll try out the HTC Desire. I've got a review on it as well on the site. And look, I know I was getting a low end phone, but you know what was really great about it and still is great. That it's got the same size screen as the Apple the iPhone 6 Plus. Okay, and it cost me $150 outright. And I trialed it. The only thing that, and I wanted to play around with Android a bit, that's the real truth, and I didn't mind it. The only thing about it was that I just needed a higher end, a better camera, more quality camera, because I take a lot of photos and video with my little one, and I just didn't want to go backwards. And that's what made me go forward to going to the iPhone 6 Plus. But also, there's a bit of a user experience with trying to go to Android as well, which I wanted to experience. It's the truth. I love to experience new technology and new applications and so forth. But yeah, look, I'm a big Apple fanboy. I've two cinema screen displays. I've got my 17-inch MacBook Pro, and I'm talking to you at the moment on my MacBook Air, and nice. They're all on and with me at the moment.
Jeez.
Now I've got my iPhone 6 Plus, my iPad right next to me here. It's sad.
Well, I agree with you, Harry. You know, Apple's great. They make great products that never breaks, never breaks down, and works fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm sure Steve would agree.
Yeah, they're good products.
Yeah, and Jody definitely. Would agree too. Jody, any questions for Harry?
Yeah, Harry, how do you come up with the products that you decide you're going to review?
Great question. What happens is I just review stuff that I buy or that I'm interested in. I know there's ways I could do market research out there to find the most, sought after, and I should probably. The other thing is I also sometimes mention in my videos, just let me know if there's anything you want to know. Basically, just shoot me an email or a comment, usually on my YouTube channel. And if I can, I'll make a video. Now, I have had some people ask me questions. I can't really remember on them because there's so many videos and it was in the past. But again, it's really mainly stuff that I sort of buy, really. But yeah, I'm open to people if they have questions out there or they want to see a particular product reviewed. I mean, I don't necessarily even have to buy it. I'm pretty gutsy. I'll walk into a store, grab a salesperson, and I'll go for it right there and get them to do a whole breakdown on a product. I have done it
really?
Before. Oh, yeah. I didn't grab it. I sort of got a sales guy. I went into Harvey Norman one time, and there's one particular review in there where I'll jump to this. Recently, which I did the official iPhone 6 Plus cases.
Yep,
seen
that.
A bunch of them. Mm-hmm. I was in the iPhone store getting the iPhone. I said, look, man, I'm going to grab all these cases here. I'm doing a review on them right now. It was a little bit greedy. I said, sorry, guys, I won't be long. And I had my friend hold the phone for me, and I just ran through all of the colors and just showed all the different leather and silicon.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the end, I only ended up buying the brown leather and the red silicon case, which I did a proper unboxing at home later on. But I covered all of them, and it was in the store. I'm not shy like that. I've gone in and
yeah, same. I've done that before. I went and checked out the iMac 5K, did a video on it, and that sort of thing. And it's, you know. Yeah.
I mean, you don't, you know, I mean, it gets pretty pricey if you're going to sit there buying every single item just to review it.
Definitely.
I've had people wanting to send me products so that I can review. I don't do that because, one, they want me to be biased, and I'm not going to be. And two, the products, they're pretty crappy. I mean, they were stuff from China, like some kind of companies from there, and they wanted, you know, there's like that crappy technology I call where you're going to a, I don't know if you've seen them, but here in Australia, for the others out there, we've got like $2 Chinese shops, you know, and they've got some really cool stuff you can get in there for really cheap. And they've got a little technology section, and I call it the crappy technology section, you know, where it's little bits of everything that, you know, isn't really. Like, you got HDMI cables that aren't official, but they may work, and I have purchased some that do, but some don't. Like, I bought charger cables, and they haven't, and some have. But I call it the cheap end technology stuff, and I had them contacting me to do some review on some of their stuff, and I was like, nah. I'm not taking the channel in that direction.
Yeah, definitely. And you also got an Apple TV. You also do videos on the Apple TV. I've seen them, a few of them before, yes. And great
yes,
stuff.
I've got one that's Apple TV that runs XBMC on it, so it's a cracked version. And I have an Apple TV 2 or 3. I can't remember. Sorry, I've gone blank. I think it might be a 3. Mm. But that one's just official and runs legit. It's not hacked in that sense.
Cool.
But, yeah, they're both beautiful, and I don't know what the deal is. There's, like, I was reading up on one of the articles here that was talking about with iPhone's profit distortion, real weird header anyway, but about them having put the Apple TV sort of on the back burner. I can't wait. What comes out, I'm getting the next one. I love it.
I love the Apple TV. I use mine every day. Do you use yours every day, Harry, or what do you use yours for?
Every single day, mate, every single day. Because I've got an iPhone, I stream to it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the main thing for me. Like, I got the Chrome that I got is really more for my parents inside.
The Chromecast.
Yeah. And what happens is I've got, say, some video of my little one. I can now just throw it to Chromecast and let my parents see the video. And, you know, I'll throw some photos up if I want to show them something for the day's event. So that's really why I got it for them. Got that. It's for them, so I can just have it in there. And I love how it powers itself up the USB. But as far as the Apple TV goes, it's my baby. It's mine. It's in my office and one in my room. I've got, can't get enough of them.
Good stuff. There's also 10Play. Good to see an Australian app on there now, 10Play. And there's also a cricket one on there now. And
really?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, so that's pretty good to see. Some good Australian apps on there.
They have updated the interface, I've noticed, as well.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
It's looking pretty slick. Mm. It's not too bad. So.
All right, let's go to Belinda. Belinda, any questions for Harry?
Harry, I was just going to ask you how you started out making videos and doing reviews.
Yeah, that's a good one too. It's funny, I basically just sort of was thinking of an idea for a business, believe it or not. It was really more business, the purpose of it, and it's turned into sort of more of a love. I was just sort of thinking, what can I do? And then thought to myself, I do buy a lot of stuff. Why not just put them up on YouTube and talk about them? And again, I'm not shy like that, so it sort of came about that way. And it was really, again, I thought, you know, turn on some AdSense, make a couple of bucks, and it's all cool. And really, it's turned into a something that's a pleasure. And don't get me wrong, it does make me good money. You know, I mean, I'm not, you know, making millions or thousands or, oh, well, it's not too bad. Let's just put it that way. It does well. I've mentioned this before, I think, but just for you guys, in case you can't remember, I when I did an unboxing of the iPad, when it came out, I think it was the iPad 2, it was. When I lined up, I got back here and I did the unboxing and then I uploaded it. And because of the time difference with the US, I was one of the first to get it up. And it paid for the iPad 3 times over in AdSense revenue.
Cheers.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's not the first kind of thing that's ever happened. I mean, it's happened multiple times. But the weird thing is you think, okay, I've got an iPhone 6, I'll do a review of it. That hasn't made me much money, but the case on the iPhone has made me the money back on the iPhone. Isn't that weird?
That's unbelievable, though.
You've got a little case worth $30 or $60 and it makes you enough money to pay off an iPhone, sorry. So you think to yourself, sometimes, like, the most smallest things, you know, like I've done a review out there, which is iPhone cables. Watch out, don't get a fake one, because it nearly killed one of my iPhones. And that in itself has just been a monster in terms of revenue generating. But like I said, it's not purely a money thing, because if it was, I'd just be throwing up a whole bunch of stuff and, you know, just use it. I generally keep it to stuff I get, or stuff that's requested, or stuff I buy, or stuff that is requested from my subscribers that they want to see. if it's possible.
Cool.
So yeah, it started off as a money thing, and now it's turned into just it's a love, it's a hobby, it's a little, it's a fun thing, and it's rewarding as well. So I'm happy.
Yeah. So what tips would you give people starting out trying to make YouTube videos?
Yeah. If it's not something you're going to enjoy doing or talking about, you're probably going to burn out. I mean, I love doing this, and I also I have a lot of other projects going, and it sort of I burnt out at one point, and I hadn't posted for like months, and then I missed it. And I came back to it, you see. So if you're going to start a channel, let it be about something you love. You might not get a lot of subscribers at the start. Maybe the market itself might not have a lot of people that are in there searching for those videos. But if you've got even 500 subscribers or 100 subscribers and they love everything you talk about, you love what you talk about, you love what you're posting, and you're getting enjoyment, you feel like you're giving something to the universe, you know, you're putting something out of yourself out there, and you feel that it's benefiting even one person, you know, really, because I've gotten some replies from people being so thankful, especially in another particular market. And it's like, I'll give you a hint because you will never find it, like Feng Shui, for example. Okay, there's one market I'm in, I'm a bit into that, or a lot into it. And I've helped people in that market. All I've done is just help people with content and information, and the amount of gratitude and thankfulness I get back. And that market isn't massive. You know, I've probably got about 2,000 subscribers to my email list as well. And all I do is just give them content. And they just, the amount of how thankful and how gratitude is amazing. So, you know, even if you've got 100 subscribers, like I said, if you feel happy about what you're posting and what you're commenting on and the videos you're making, and you feel that you're helping people out there, that'll be the reward in itself. If you're going from a purely business perspective, it's a whole different animal, okay? You've got to research the market and so forth. And if it's not something you're interested in, well, then, you know, I don't know how rewarding that will really be in the end. You know, it really varies. But I usually go into things that I love to talk about and do, and it feels rewarding. And if it's profitable, it's great. If it's not, it's still enjoyable, and I don't feel like I've wasted my life or time.
So. All right. Any more questions, Belinda?
No, that's it. Thanks. That was
question.
Great.
Good question, Belinda. Let's go to Mark. Any questions for Harry, Mark?
I think he might have already answered my question already. I was going to kind of ask, you know, what have your most popular videos been, or which videos for you have gotten the most, you know, sort of user engagement? That you've sort of answered that to an extent already.
Yeah. Well, look, yeah, just to be real quick on that one, the most popular ones are ones that I've not expected to be popular as well. You know, you would think that uploading a particular video that is really a hot topic, that it would, you know, it hasn't always been that case. But again, every video I've uploaded is something I've enjoyed talking about. So, but yeah, you can sometimes never really know. You could do the market research. As I said, you can go on YouTube and see what is the hottest topic and talked about in a particular thing that you want to make a video on regarding whatever the niche is, the technology sector or so forth, and then upload that to try and get the most hits. But me, it's sort of a bit of a random thing. I don't do that. I just sort of make the video, throw it up. So it can be random in a way. Things that you think will be popular aren't, and like my Apple TV is just crazy, and the in-case Apple wireless keyboard case, that went nuts. I think it's 460,000 views, and I did not expect that, and that was like a $39 little you know, Velcro, and my iPhone reviews haven't even gone that high, so you know, and the or the, you know, so it varies. Sometimes you just don't know.
I know what you mean. Like I haven't made YouTube videos for probably over a year now. And it's always the really cheap gimmicky toys which seem to, you know, get a lot of views, and you can obviously review the most expensive new release product and get next to nothing, so it is a bit random.
Some all people right. Smash their phones up, you know, just to get that extra.
Yeah, DevOps and a few times in the videos. Let's go to Steve, any questions?
Both a question, maybe and a statement. of course, actually, I was looking through your website, and you did mention, of course, with the Chinese, you call them the Chinese, you know, junk or whatever. the third market party lightning cables. Of course, I know a lot of people got killed you know, using them when they were plugged into the wall, and then they their hands would be wet and get shocked and everything, and you know, dead. So I kind of see your thoughts on that.
Yeah.
And also with me, I also a content provider myself when I can for my show as well. And to me, producing content, a lot of times we want to challenge ourselves, make because we don't want to do always the same thing the same way, because we want to do something different, challenge ourselves how we do it. And of course, you use a DSLR, so that's kind of challenging in itself than using, you know, phone or camcorder. So,
yeah, no, it is, and that's the thing. That's what I love. I love doing something different. But a note on that: you can take the iPhone and really bend it up and do some really crazy stuff as well. Like the one thing I've noticed is, like with myself, I thought a lot of videos I post are just sort of at my desk and so forth. When I can, if I can grab the device, take it with me and get it out on the field, it makes it different. Like when I took the Logitech X100, the wireless speaker, I thought, I'm taking this out. I'm going to put it in a busy city right at the CBD, right in the city, and I'm going to see how it sounds. I'll even call a friend of mine and use the Bluetooth feature and so forth. And, you know, it's real life. It's in there. It's happening. You know, it's not just at a desk going, well, it's a great review. And, you know, a lot of my videos are like that, but, you know, let's get it out there. Let's see what happens. You know, let's change it up. Sometimes watching a video and going from at the desk unboxing to out on the field and then, you know, to different sort of scenarios with it, it really makes the video more engaging and it sort of changes it up.
That's,
you know,
that's what made me buy that speaker, Harry. You know, because it was good quality sound, that sort of thing. You know,
and put it out there. Yeah,
you know,
and
cheap.
That's the thing. You know, I mean, I strive for that. Doesn't always happen, you know. I mean, working all day, then family, and then by the time I'm done, like, I've got to get this review done. So that might be just done at the desk, and it's a plain, boring old review, but still beneficial. Something I love to talk about and help someone else who's looking to buy it. So
yeah, definitely.
But where you can, you know, add some spice in it.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Jennifer, any questions for Harry?
Well, gosh, everyone asked all the good questions. So, what's next for you? What do you have any changes coming up into the future, or anything that you'd like to do that's new?
Yeah, regarding the channel, or just in general online, what I'm doing.
In general online, but I was talking about the channel in particular, but sure, online too, if you have other projects in the works. Yeah
look, at the moment, I'll keep the YouTube Stuff You Should Buy channel going, because like I said, I've got pre-made videos as well, so there's more stuff coming. The next video, which I've already got, go do the keyword research, throw up, is the I've got it here. Let me just have a quick look. Sorry, come here. Mm-hmm. Work. Is the Kinu Airframe, which is a holder for the car, holds the iPhone 6 Plus, and you can get one for the 6 as well. But as far as it goes for that, I'm just going to keep throwing up the videos because I've got lots of them, and keep doing it because I'm enjoying it. And I, like I said, I've got some side projects. At the moment, I'm sort of in a process of emulation where I'm learning to reverse engineer really popular businesses out there, and I'm using it more in fields or niches that I have a passion and love to do. And I'm finding the really popular and successful people out there, and I'm breaking their businesses down, reversing them to see how they're so successful, and then being able to not just copy, which I will, but add on top and make whatever I'm doing, providing a greater service.
Gotcha. Are you still,
trick with
did
business.
I drop out?
Top
Are you guys still with me?
As you can.
Yeah, we're here.
Board
you there, Jen?
In, yeah. So, but yeah, it's really going to be along those lines. I'm really heavily focused this year on the whole online sort of business aspect. And it's always about something that I love. You know, it's like I said, it's not just centered around money. It's not. It's not going to be that. If it is, it was in the past, and you get burnt out. So it's around things that I actually have a passion for. So yeah. I'm centered around keeping YouTube, Stuff You Should Buy going, and there's some other things in the works, but again, they're sort of, really go into them.
Good answer, Harry. Jennifer just dropped out. I'm not sure what happened to Jennifer. Jennifer, are you there, Jennifer? She's trying to call back in, but good answer and good question, Jennifer. Harry, so that's about it. Where can they get hold of you if they want to ask any more questions for you, mate?
Look, just go to my channel. It's just youtube.com/ Stuff You Should Buy. It's one word.
All right.
And, you know, jump on there, and there's a way to send me a private email, or even if you just post a comment in the videos, I've got it set up where I get an email when comments are posted. I can reply back. I haven't really set up a website, which I should, that links to it,
yep,
where it allows you to, you know, subscribe, and I will do that in the future. Just got to get the time. But, yeah, other than that, just you can contact me through the YouTube channel, and I'm happy to help anyone who has any questions on anything.
Cool, man. All right, good stuff. Jennifer's back. Jennifer, you dropped out.
I am back. I was talking and it just went away. I'm like, hello, 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 and no one's there. So I am so sorry. I did not mean to be rude.
That is okay.
Completely an accident.
That is okay.
So we're saying our goodbyes. Well, great show. Good talking with everyone.
Yep.
And people can find me online at Jay Ruggiero. Getting Nerdy With It has been on hold due to some projects.
Long time.
Coming back. He's I know it's been too long. It's been a month now.
Wow.
So it's, yeah, it's been a month. So I need to get it back online. But yeah, so JenniferRuggiero.com or GetNerdyWithIt.com.
Good stuff. Thanks, Jen, for being on, and you are a legend.
Sure. Thanks.
Belinda, where can they get hold of you? What's your final view of the show?
Yeah, it was a terrific show. Great to have Harry on. Interesting to see what kind of work he does.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah, sounds great.
Thank you.
Yep, and you can catch me at BDemi.
Good that's stuff, Linda. Thanks for taking Andrew's spot in today's show. Filling in for him.
It's fun.
He should be back next week, hopefully. And, yeah. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Owls and Tech Webcast. Thanks for Harry being on. Being on, Harry. You're a legend,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
And,
appreciate
I love your
it.
Videos. And do keep doing more Apple stuff.
I will.
Steve, what about you, mate?
Yeah, I love the show. Of course, what he's doing as well.
Yeah.
Continue doing your videos. Actually, I'm going to check out some more later on in the next couple of days.
Good stuff.
And it's nice to see Jennifer and Jody as
yes.
well. Or no, I think it was Jody. I haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, Jody has been on for a while. She's been doing stuff. She's been busy.
Yeah. I know she's busy.
Yeah, been busy.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, yes.
Oh, you can find me on Twitter as Cheddarbucks_live. I forgot.
Right. Good stuff. Jody, and what about you? Where can you hold you? And you also, you got a shout-out to Nat and Marie. You want to say hi to them?
Yeah, hey, Nat and Marie. We miss you. We miss the show. Well, let's see. As far as the show goes, it's great to be back. I missed everybody. And great show, guys. Lots of fun. You can find me on Twitter as Sunswept, and you can find me more now that Google's going to be picking up the stream.
Cool.
You can find me at my website, webmarcom.net, and all the typical places as Jody Rains.
Good stuff. You want to mention your new friends you got the other day?
My new?
Friends?
Uh-oh.
She must have forgot. The packages I sent you.
Oh, yes. thank you so much. Yeah, you know what? I was having a crappy day, and there was this box at my front door, and I opened it up, and inside was a cute little Roo and a koala. So I've got Walla and Roo, and they're keeping me company, and they're totally adorable.
And you also got
Thank
two more.
You, Brad
don't you
and
have?
Andrew.
That's okay.
What?
You also got two more, don't you? Have a couple more that we sent you a while back? You have two more? Was there one more I sent you a while back?
I have another koala, and I think in the first box that you sent me that I was thinking was going to be Vegemite, there was a Roo in there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
I'm getting quite a little family.
Good stuff. And also, shout out to Tracy and Adam from Foxtel for sending me the Foxtel Hub. And that's very
and
easy.
And shout out.
Yes,
go
ahead.
Shout out to Andrew.
Shout out to Andrew Cunningham. Yep, shout out to Andrew Cunningham. And, yeah, thanks to them guys for sending me the Foxtel Hub. Very easy to set up as well, she said. And, yeah, easy to connect. What else? Jacob, what about you, Jacob? You'll be in the background recording the show. Thanks, mate.
You're welcome, Brad.
And you've been doing some testing. That's good. We're going to hear the recording from you after the show. And,
yeah, mine dropped out like Jennifer's.
That's okay. It's good. Just have good to have you on the show. Mark, what about you, mate? Where can I get hold of you?
I'm basically Briz Gamer on Twitter. So
Briz
Gamer.
Good stuff.
And yeah, I'm mainly only using Twitter at the moment.
Good stuff, mate. And what about your Xbox One? You been playing any Xbox lately? Or?
I've been playing a few of the Telltale games. So I finished The Wolf Among Us, and I'm doing The Walking Dead at the moment.
Is that a game, is it?
Yeah, they have season one, season two of The Walking Dead. It's different to the TV series, different characters, so it's pretty enjoyable. It's sort of a choice consequence type of game. You have to make choices, and then there are consequences to the choices. So it's like an interactive story type of thing.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, yeah, you should check them out.
Will do, mate. Will do. Belinda, have we missed anyone else? Is that it?
No, I think that's it.
That's it. Thanks, everyone, for being on the show. Great stuff. And Skype went all weird and I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, mine dropped out too. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Me three.
Gee, that's weird. Okay, thanks, guys. See you next week. Next week we have Skills on the Sticks on next week, Belinda.
Awesome.
Do you want to mention him real quick and tell them what he does?
Yeah, Skills on the Sticks is an Xbox, plays Xbox all the time, is on Twitch.
Yep.
And he's very good at NBA 2K15, which is his favourite game. He's really good at the street ball.
Yeah, he is. He's very good.
Yeah, so he's a good character too.
Yeah, he's funny too.
Yeah.
All right, so stay tuned for that next week. Give me a good show next week. And Harry, thanks for being on, mate.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, mate.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha, stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer!